I want to share with you this morning a Mother's Day message titled "The Tale of Two Mothers." Now, this might not be a Mother's Day message that you, it's not going to be a Mother's Day message you've ever heard. I guarantee you that. But it's going to be out of two portions of Scripture, Proverbs 31. You may have heard this preach on Mother's Day. And then John 4, 5 through 26. And let's just go ahead and look at Proverbs 31, 10 till the end of Proverbs 31. This is King Lemuel's mother's words, or the words that he recorded as he remembered what his mother taught. "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar and also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants." Now, any of you out there, this sounds like a mom, doesn't it? Sounds like a wife, sounds like a mom working hard for her family. Verse 16, "She considers a field and buys it, making preparations for the future. For from her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night." She's not caught by surprise with anything. I don't know about you guys, but my mom was never caught off guard when I was younger. Now she is. I don't know what it is. There's a difference when we were kids, and she wasn't caught by surprise with anything we did as kids. But now there's something different. She's living on her own and everything, and she's just got a whole different attitude about life. She's just living free and easy. She's having more fun. But when we were kids, you couldn't catch her by surprise with anything. She was one step ahead of me all the time. But that's a different story. Okay. "She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Well, you notice one thing about this. Not one sentence in this says that she is beautiful, that her appearance is gorgeous. Because that's not what's important. What's important is her character, who she is inside, what she stands for, what she stands on, what she what she actually stands up for, what she actually impresses people to believe in, what she promotes in the household, what she teaches her children. Notice that if you know anything about Proverbs, you'll know that it talks about Proverbs has a lot to say about women, of course. But God, it says, talks about a woman being, right here, being fearful of God. And that's one of the themes of Proverbs, is fearing God. Knowing God is to fear God, but it's not a fear of being scared of God. It's knowing God in a respectful fear. And Proverbs has that theme throughout it, is all these little phrases, all these little sayings that are more of knowledge of wisdom and things like that. And this is just another one where it gives a lot of phrases, a lot of sayings that are wisdom about what it is to know a woman of God, how you can identify a woman of God. And yeah, there's a lot of things that you can't necessarily understand because it's written in the language of a time that is not necessarily of our time. But I found something that may make you understand it a little bit better. Here's Proverbs 31, written in a beautiful modern poem, dramatically presented.
A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her, and she lacks nothing of value.
Going to work.
She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family.
Hello, I'd like to place an order.
She considers a field and buys it. And out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps a spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her beds. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Okay, there are three basic things that I want you to get from this. The mother indeed. Now, this mother indeed, the Psalm 31 is all about the actions or what it means to be a mother indeed. What it means to be a mother indeed. Mother indeed, advice from a mom. A good woman is like a hard, sought-after treasure. You need to search to find a good woman. Good women aren't just out there just falling off trees. They are raised by good women. They who are raised by good women. Moms bring about good moms. Good moms bring about good moms. Bring about good moms. And men have to seek after them and find them and hold on to them. A good woman is intelligent in many ways. It's not just one way, shape, or form that they are intelligent. There are so many different ways that a woman is intelligent, a good woman is intelligent. Proverbs 31 lists several. A good woman should be both seen and heard, not kept in a corner. One of the things that Proverbs 31 shows you is that unlike many people's thoughts about what the Bible may say about women is the Proverbs 31 woman is actually a woman of industry, a woman of actual means, a woman that actually goes out and earns a living, a woman that actually does more than just stays at home. This woman is actually a woman that does something to add to the income of the house. She is an actual wage earner. And there is nothing wrong with that. Not to say that it always has to be that way, but it's to say that there is nothing wrong with that. And it is also to say that a woman's opinion is worth hearing. And a woman should be seen as a equal in the relationship, not as subservient. Verse in the Bible that says, woman, submit to your husbands. It's not supposed to be just heard there. It's supposed to be heard and then say, and husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, which means be willing to give your life for her. Love her so much that you are willing to do anything for her. Means love her with a love that goes beyond measure, which means hear her, which means understand her. Know her like you know yourself, better than you know yourself. Well, that's a mother indeed. Let's stop here. Go back. Next is a story about the woman in a well. I'm not going to read the scripture to you. The Samaritan woman, Jesus and his disciples go to a town in the Samaritan province. They pull up on a well, Jacob's well, and Jesus is sitting there. It's the sixth hour, and here comes the woman who is pulling water at the sixth hour, which is about noon. which means that she is an outcast. And this is a very dramatic reading, poetically put, of the scripture. It's really not the scripture reading, but a interpretation of the scripture dramatically read.
I am a woman of no distinction, of little importance. I am a woman of no reputation save that which is bad. You whisper as I pass by and cast judgmental glances, though you don't really take the time to look at me or even get to know me, for to be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known, and otherwise what's the point in doing either one of them in the first place? I want to be known. I want someone to look at my face and not just see two eyes, a nose, a mouth, and two ears, but to see all that I am and could be, all my hopes, loves, and fears. But that's too much to hope for, to wish for, or pray for, so I don't, not anymore. Now I keep to myself, and by that I mean the pain that keeps me in my own private jail, the pain that's brought me here at midday to this well. To ask for a drink is no big request, but to ask it of me, a woman unclean, ashamed, used and abused, an outcast, a failure, a disappointment, a sinner. No drink passing from these hands to your lips could ever be refreshing, only condemning, as I'm sure you condemn me now, but you don't. You're a man of no distinction, though of the utmost importance, a man with little reputation, at least so far. You whisper and tell me to my face what all those glances have been about, and you take the time to really look at me. But don't need to get to know me, for to be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. And you know me. You actually know me. All of me and everything about me. Every thought inside and hair on top of my head. Every hurt stored up. Every hope. Every dread. My past and my future. All I am and could be. You tell me everything. You tell me about me. And that which is spoken by another would bring hate and condemnation. Coming from you brings love, grace, mercy, hope, and salvation. I've heard of one to come who would save a wretch like me. And here in my presence, you say, I am he. To be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. And I just met you, but I love you. I don't know you, but I want to get to. Let me run back to town. This is way too much for just me. There are others, brothers, sisters, lovers, haters, the good and the bad, sinners and saints, who should hear what you've told me, who should see what you've shown me, who should taste what you gave me, who should feel how you forgave me. For to be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. And they all need this too. We all do need it for our own.
I could have never told you like that. I don't know about you, but there are mothers out there who aren't the mothers that did not... There are the mothers out there who did not grow up in church, who were the mothers like this, who were the mothers in need, the mothers who needed to find Jesus at the well. Some of us had those mothers growing up. Some of us had those mothers growing up, and they found Jesus. And boy, what a change in our lives that brought. If we were a kid in that house when that happened, but nevertheless, whether or not we grew up with a mother who was a saint from the time we were born till the time she passed away, or there was a woman who needed Jesus and found Jesus one time when we were a kid, and we got to see that happen. Every day we need Jesus. Whether it's just a small drink or whether it's a large gulp. There's a hard thing to swallow in everybody's life. It's that changeover from spiritual to physical, that physical to spiritual. And for this woman at the well, it was the understanding of, well, what do you mean, this physical water to spiritual water? And Jesus took the time to help her understand that. And then there's the whole thing about Nicodemus. Nicodemus coming to him at night because he wasn't quite sure. He wanted to be embarrassed by his friends, and he didn't quite understand this whole physical birth and spiritual birth thing. And then if you look a little further into the scripture, John chapter 4 here, Jesus will talk about food and spiritual food and physical food and try to explain to his disciples the difference between the two. And then if you remember in the story of the rich man and Lazarus a couple weeks ago in Luke chapter 16, the whole idea of material treasures storing up on earth and spiritual treasures storing up in heaven. These are concepts that we have trouble with. But once we understand them, things start to take on a new light. And that light is Jesus Christ. And when we come into that light, the woman, the mother in need, the child in need, you or I in need, begin to see that just as the woman at the well asked her to meet, Jesus asked her to meet his need when actually only he could meet her need, Jesus is asking us on a daily basis to help him with needs around the world. And yes, we fulfill those requests at times, but every day, do you realize that the need that we have for him to help us live our lives is far greater than the need he has for us to help him spread the word? Do you realize that? The need we have for him to help us live our lives every day is far greater than any need he has for us to go and tell so-and-so that, hey, you know what, there's a church service next week. Just as much as the woman at the well, Jesus asking her to give him a drink of water, her need for that spiritual water was far greater. And Jesus is a stranger to her, but she is no stranger to him. How many of us go through life not realizing the fact that Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves, and that will never change? We can never know him better than he knows us. But he wants us to try to get to know him better on a daily basis. That's no reason to give up trying to know him more. He loves us so much that he gives us all these wonderful things. This woman experiences true grace, forgiveness, and love for the very first time, and she wants to go, and it's like she said, it's just so much more than she can just stand there. She needs to run into the town and tell everybody. And isn't that so true for those of us who truly know Jesus? It's such a wonderful experience. We need to tell others. It's just something that wants to flow out of us naturally to tell others about him. That's why VBS should be such a, not just a fun thing, it should be such a natural thing for us. Because it's something that's going to come out of us naturally as Christians. Sure, I want to tell others about Jesus, sure. I'm a Christian after all, it's something that just comes naturally. I want to. I need to. It's part of who I am. The mother in need shows us the fact that we have our own needs. Moms are a great inspiration to us. Moms spent many a day, many a night trying to get us through the toughest times of our lives. And if it weren't for the help that Jesus gave them, they would have never made it. And that's an encouragement to us, because if it weren't for that fact, we wouldn't have the encouragement to know that all these things that we go through in life, we have Jesus to rely on too. We don't have to be moms to realize that, hey, we have God to rely on for the help we need. Every one of us has Jesus to rely on for the help we need. Every one of us has the wonderful help of Jesus. For little kids rolling underneath, moms, dads, children, grandmas, grandpas, friends, brothers, sisters, I want to let you know today, Jesus loves you. He loves you with an undying love. And He wants you to tell everybody about that. And He wants you to share that with everybody you meet, whether it be in word, act, deed, whatever you want to call it. Let somebody know Jesus loves them today. Whether it be hugging your mom and telling her thank you and happy Mother's Day, or whether it be telling your brother or sister, hey, you know what, Mom loved us. And she may not be here today to tell you that she loves you today, but I'm here to tell you she loved you.